Be'ezus Hashem's book, we begin Perek Shein, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Niskei Mamon, in the laws of one's money that causes damages in the Seva Nezik in the Book of Damages. Which in this Perek, we discuss an interesting category, which is a subcategory of one of those we mentioned in the previous Perek, called Tzoreiris, which is literally means pebbles, but that category of damages and things similar like that. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding, in general, the concept we mentioned regarding Avos and Toldos, primary and derivatives. So Echad Avos Nezikin, whether we're talking about primary categories of damages, ve'echad ha'tarlades, or whether the derivatives, imhoya ha'av mu'ud. If the primary category was initially a mu'ud, like shena regal, which is considered 4-1, we expect that. So taldaisim mu'adus, which we explained in the previous parak, there are derivatives. So its derivative would also be considered as a mu'ud, and would have to pay nezek shalom from the best of his properties. V'moyutam, if the primary category was unexpected, like Karen, then derivatives are also have the same halacha, and you pay chatzin nezik migufot. The truth is, all primary categories of damages and all the derivatives are considered forewarned from their inception, except for that of goring and its derivatives. Shehim tamim betchila, those are the one exception actually that are considered initially simple, unexpected, as shiyuadu, until they become mu'ud, like we explained this in the previous parak, halacha beis and halacha dalt. Now, however, there is one exception to this rule. In halacha beis, the halacha of tzreiris. Kol teilado ka'av shalom. Yes, every derivative is like its primary category. Chutz mitzreiris, except for pebbles. Hamanatzin min tachas shragla behema, that are thrown out from beneath the feet of the animal, b'shasi lucha, when it's walking. Although the derivative of the avamazik of regal, because it's damaging as it's walking without intending to damage, and it's normal for them to shoot out, and therefore one is exempt for them if the damage happened in the public domain, just like the mazik of regal, and if the damage happens in the private domain, you'll have to pay from the best of your assets, like the avamazik regal, which is its primary category. After Peking, there's one exception. However, by Tzreiris, the payment is only going to be half the damages, unlike Regal, which is Nezik Shalom. As Rambam says, Halacha Gimel Ketz, how so? If an animal goes into the courtyard of the victim, and it was walking, and there were pebbles that were shooting forth from beneath its feet, and by being sprayed, it shattered vessels. Yeah, I'll have to pay from the best of its assets, like Regal, but only half the damages. This is halacha from the tradition, what's known as halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that this is an exception of tzoreiris, although it's really Regal, and should be nezek shalom, it's only going to be chatzin nezek. Now, halacha dalt. So Tzoreiris was walking in the public domain. And then the pebbles shoot out from the street into the domain of the victim, and it breaks the vessels. Now, so the chiddush on this is, even though the akira, where it's coming from, is in the public domain, and there, tzoreiris like regal is going to be exempt, as we said in halacha beis, in spite of that, this situation is going to be a liability, because ultimately, where does it land? In the domain of the nizik. So mesham chatzin nizik has to pay chatzin nizik, like the halacha of tzoreiris. Drosa ala kli, let's say the animal stepped on a vessel, b'shus nizik, in the domain of the victim, u'shvarato, and breaks it. V'nafal kli achar, now the shards shoot forth, and it falls on to another vessel, u'shvar, and it breaks that one. So ala rishon misham nezek shalom. On the first one, you have to pay the full damages, like the damage of regal, which is normal for animal to be walking and breaking things. Vala achar misham chatzin nezek. And on the second one, you pay half the damages, like tzoreiris, because when it shoots forth, that's halacha of tzoreiris. Halacha talks about a situation where we're not sure about the tzoreiris. Haysam alechas b'shus harab. Let's say the animal was walking in the street. Ubata, now it kicked, v'tiz tzoreiris. And because of a kick, now then, shards went shooting forth. The Zika B'Shazram now caused damages in the public domain. So, because it's a situation of Safik, as we're going to explain, Sapater. Anytime we can't prove something, we say the person is exempt. But Vim Tafas HaNizik Revia Nezik, if the victim grabs onto a quarter of the damages, Imitim Yadr, we're not going to take it out from him what he already grabbed. Because Shadav is Safik, because this is a situation of doubt. Shemashinuhu, maybe this is considered a deviation, because it kicked, which beit is generally a teilado of Karen, and therefore the inner teilado is regal, and therefore it's not a derivative of regal, shari butter, because it kicked. Now, if it's regal, which tzoreiris is a teilado of that, one is exempt in the shusarab. But maybe it's Karen, and Karen is chayv chatzin nezik. So we're not sure. Could be it's chatzin nezik, could be its putter totally. So because of the suffix, we give it a halachic status as, in a sense, really, there's another element over here, which is in the tzreiris itself, you have an element that would make it into a revia of nezik. Because essentially, yes, there is chatzi nezik if it does it in the normal way. But keren is a halacha in the tzreiris. So tzreiris, which is chatzi nezik, when you do it abnormal of a, let's say regular hezik, if it's a regular thing, it's nezik sham. Keren breaks it down to chatzi nezik. Here where it starts off chatzi nezik, so maybe it takes it down to a quarter of the nezik. So we don't know about that, so we say, we're not sure which one it is. Could be totally exempt. Could be there's a quarter of the nezik, because that would be the most you'd be the person liable, because not even a keren of chatzi nezik. It's a keren of revia nezik, so therefore we don't make him pay, but if he grabs it, it's going to be, we don't take it away from him. Similarly, in halacha vav, bata ba'aretz b'shusha nezik. Let's say the animal kicks into the ground in the property of the victim. V'tizat tzrayis, and it caused pebbles to shoot forth machmas v'it because it kicked. V'zikr sham, and the damage over there. So chayv l'sham revia nezik. He has to pay a quarter of the damages. Again, this is coming really from the same question that was the foundation of the previous halacha. Do we say there's shinui for tzrayis? Do we say in tzrayis itself there's that it's abnormal? So tzrayis starts off at chatzi nezik. Just like a regular nezik shalom that goes down to chatzin nezik when it's abnormal like Karen, here it's going to take the chatzin nezik to a quarter of the nezik, even in the domain of the nezik. And if there is no shin of a tzreiris, and also the tzreiris is happening through the kicking, it's considered in the normal. So in the shusha nezik, you should have to pay a chatzin nezik as a regular tzreiris. So therefore, out of doubt, so in this situation, he has to pay a quarter of the nezik. Shazeh shinuhu batazah tzreiris, because this is a deviation in the spraying of the tzreiris. The only difference between the previous halacha is that in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so then you might be totally potter if it's tzreiris. And we're saying that, well, maybe it has a halachic element of keren, which is chayiv. So in this situation, at most we machayiv you as a quarter of a nezik, but if tavas a nezik, chatzi nezik, but if the victim grabs half the damages, emet to miyadim, don't take away from him because maybe it's actually qualified as keren. And or maybe we don't give it the status of a shina b'tzreiris, and tzreiris always remains as it is b'chatzin nezik. And even if it's going in a place where it's not possible for it not to spray tzreiris, even without kicking, and so this is also to qualify it as maybe a regular chatzin nezik. Ubata b'hitiz, and it kicks and it sprays. Misham revi nezik, so it's going to have to pay a quarter of the nezik. But from tavas and nizik chatzin nezik, but if the victim grabs half of the nezik, we don't take it away from him. Again, all these really are coming down to the halachic question, do we qualify it as Karen? And just like Karen, and let's say Rosh Hashanah Rabbim pays half of what it would normally pay, so too over here you pay half of what normally pay, which would be half of the half, would be a quarter of the nezik. Or do we don't qualify halach of shina bet tzreiris? And therefore, the situation when tzreiris would be in the normal way would be, let's say, Rosh Hashanah be potter, so also it would be potter even with a shinui, or again, each one has its own variable related. That's not clear, and therefore we hold that misafik. We don't remove the status quo, whichever one it is, and it also the most it could be in certain situations would be okay. For sure, you can be chayiv a quarter of the nezik, but maybe chatzi. We're not sure about that, and therefore that suffik would be emaitin miyadu, whoever has it. Halacha Zayin continues regarding this principle about when it's a monetary liability or if it's a penalty. Where that's really different between Karen, which is Chatzin Nezik, and that of Tzreiris, which is also Chatzin Nezik. Kol Mashalim Nezik Shalom. Whoever pays the full amount of damages, Hadei HaTashlumin Mamin Shuchav L'Shamay. So that payment is monies that he is obligated to pay, that he owes. K'mishalov Mechaveri. Just like when someone borrows from his friend, Shuchav L'Shamay has to pay. So do you owe it to this person. Kol Mashalim Chatzin Nezik. Now whoever pays half the damages, which we really mean Karen, which is Tom and its Toilados, Hadei HaTashlumin Knas. There the payment is a penalty because the owner of the animal is really not guilty. And really he should be exempt because we don't expect this to happen. The Torah obligates him at least in half the damages so that he should protect his animal in the future. So it's a penalty. Except for the half of damages of the pebbles, which that's halacha measure, like we explained in halacha beis and gimel. Halacha chazak, so this is the rule. Whoever pays what the damages are, here's a moment, that's a monetary payment, a monetary own, what he owes. Now, b'chol mishal miyasa apachas, but if you're paying more or less than what the damage was, could go in, for example, let's say more is tashlumi kefil, which when the ganav, when he gets caught, he has to pay double the amount, or half the damages, like we're talking about by Karen, which Karen can mean also the horns and also the principal, which we're saying, this doesn't mean the horns. So if you're paying more or less than the principal, that's kanas, that's a penalty, because that's not what you damage. So why give me more? Why give me less? It must be that's just a penalty. Now, the difference is, in chayav and kanas, there's no liability of a penalty, only through witnesses. Because if someone actually admits to the whatever the penalty is, which whatever it's kefil or that of Karen, it's actually potter, he's actually going to be exempt, which we're learning from a pasuk asher shidin al kim yisham shnayim al re'eyu, which is only asher shidin al kim, if the judges hold him, find him guilty. But if he makes himself guilty, he admits to it, he's actually going to be exempt, which again is only by this halacha of Karen, because that's a knas. Now, it's a halacha test regarding damages that actually happen through the voice, the sound of the animal. If a rooster sticks its head into to the airspace of a glass vessel, and he makes a shrill sound and he shatters the glass. So it depends. If inside the jug was spices, okay, it's remember things that a rooster would want to eat. Where it stuck its head in to eat. So for the spices themselves, so you can be liable for full damages, which is like shame because it's normal for the animal to want to eat it. But like clean on the vessel, there's going to be liability of half damages. Why? Like the half damages of the law of the pebbles, which it's not only tsarayrus, it's not only the case of pebbles, it's a principle tsarayrus, which the damage is not happening through the body of the tarn agol itself, only from its force, which now, shakachu tarkoi. It's normal for the animal, the rooster, to stick its head into the vessel, which it has food, and to make noise when it's eating. So it's normal, but it's still happening through a secondary effect, which is what tsarayrus is. So it's going to be like the same halacha like tsarayrus, which is going to be chatzinezik. Now, but moya kli reikum, if the vessel was empty, he's a mishunda, so that's abnormal. Why would it be sticking its head in over there? And then from Misham Chatzinezik, kalachnosis. So it's going to pay also half the damages, but like the laws of penalties, which is like Karen, not like tsarayrus. And obviously, the difference is, like we said, if let's say Moida, if he admits, but Knasti Apata, which is like that of Karen, but not that of tsarayrus. Halacha yud. V'chein sus, so to a horse, shetzanav, which it brays, it also makes sounds. So again, it's also going to be chatinezik like tsareris, because it's normal for the horse to make the noises, but again, it's a secondary effect. Or v'chamoshinar, or the donkey that brays, if it makes this noises, v'shaves akelim, and it breaks the neis and brays, different times of sounds, v'shaves akelim, and it breaks the vessels. So misham chatinezik, again, it's going to be considered tsareris, it's going to pay half the damages. Now, we continue with that of roosters regarding the damages that happen through this mechanism of tsareris. So the roosters mu'adin, they're considered forewarned. It's normal lahalach kedarkam l'shabbat for them to be going on their path and to break things. Now let's say hayechut ayritzua. Let's say there was a thread or a strap that was kasher baraglim that was tied onto their feet. Then stabach kli b'yisachut. Now a vessel gets stuck and tangled in that thread. Then the skalgan gets dragged. Venishba and it breaks. So misham chatzin nezik. So the owner has to pay half the damages, which is like the halacha of tsrayrais, and not like that of regal. Because it wasn't the direct damage, it was that indirect. Now, the medrum, when do we say this? Keshikshari adam, when the owner of the rooster had tied on the strap. So that's his liability, but that of tsareris. Ablam nikshal or glim eila, but let's say the strap got tied onto the feet of the rooster by itself. So balatan the goylem pater. So the owner of the rooster is going to be exempt because that's something beyond his control. It's an einus. He doesn't have to entertain to think that a thread is going to get stuck on the feet of his rooster by itself. So therefore, that's why it's not similar to the case of when it sprays tsareris with the feet of the animal or the load that's on it, because here it was tied on without his awareness, without the willingness and the consent of the owner. Now, v'mhoyilochud ba'olim. Now, let's say this thread that actually got tied onto the foot of the rooster has an owner. Someone owns that thread. V'lohoyachud hefker. And the thread was not an ownless piece of string. Oh, then balachud chayiv chatzinasik. The owner of the thread's going to be liable for half the damages. Sharehu kabur hamas galgal. Because that's essentially like a pit that was rolling. Now, the owner of the rooster is also going to be liable for half the damages because of this bur, this pit, which, as we'll see in a later parak, the qualifications of the mazik of a bur, because he's also negligent by the tying of the thread. So when you have two people that are negligent, each one's going to pay half the damages. Now, it's not for the action of the rooster that the owner is liable, because it says ishbar b'lo yishar bur, well, we'll talk about the Mazik Abur, we'll see that it's only when a person dug a pit, not when his animal digs a pit, but it's actually going to be for tying on the string. For that tying on the string, the owner of the string is going to be chayav a half, and the owner of the rooster who tied on is going to be chayav another half, and that's where the liability is going to be for this guy's jug that broke. Now, halachi rav, but let's say hitznia balachut as a chut. Let's say the owner of the string actually hit his string. But then the roosters went and clawed at it, and they took it out. And then got tied onto their feet. And then they break the vessels. Well, then af balachut patur. And also the owner of the string is going to be exempt. Because it's beyond his control. And the owner of the rooster is going to be exempt because ishber b'lo sharber. You're not liable for a pit, which is what the string is, that was dug by, or so to speak, made by his rooster. Halachid base. If there were roosters that were jumping, flying from one place to another place. And they broke vessels. So it depends. If they broke it with their wings, you have to pay full damages like regular. It's normal for it as it's going to break with its wings. But if it happened with the wind from their wings, then only pays half the damages because that's like tsuris. Because the damage was not happening through the body of the animal, the bird itself, rather through the medium of the wind that was caused. That's like the halach of tsuris. Let's say they were digging with their feet, al gabe isa on top of a dough, al gabe peiros on top of their produce, v'tinfu, and they made it filthy, a nikro, or made holes in it, misham nezik sham. So the owner of the roost has to pay the full damages, because again, that's normal. Now, hiziku ba'ofer, let's say damage with the dust, dirt, or itzreiros, or the rock, shehelu b'chamfeim abeglem, that got lifted up into the air because of their wings or their feet, then misham chatzin nezik, then they pay only half the damage, like tsreiros again, because that's an indirect cause of the damage. Let's say the roosters were pecking at a string, at a rope. Now the rope tore. And now the pitcher, which was hanging on the rope, breaks. So they have to pay the full damages, like the halach of regel, because it's normal for the animal to peck at the string, and it didn't have intention to damage. Which, obviously, we're talking about a worn-out rope, which a little bit of pecking would make it tear, and therefore it's not mishun, it's not considered something that's abnormal. But v'hu, it has to be shenis galgal hadli machmasim, that the pitcher rolled because of them, ach enough of an ishba until it fell and it broke. Meaning, it has to be that they pushed it until it broke. And therefore there's going to be a liability of nezik shalom, because that's really considered like they damaged it with their bodies. Because if the pitcher would roll by itself and break, then it would only be chayiv chatzi nezik, misafik, out of doubt, because we wouldn't know, is that considered like damaging with its body, or would that be considered like a damage of tzreiros? Now, if on the rope there was food, like say there was dough, and now as they were eating the food on the rope, it tore, then misham gam alachevel nezik sham. Then even on the rope they would be liable for the full damages, and the reason for that is because that would be halacha like shein, because it's normal to peck strongly at something, at a rope that has food on it, and therefore there would be a liability of nezik sham, of that of shein. Look at the Zav continues regarding damages that happen with jumping. So a kelev, a dog, a gedi, and a goat, shakavtsu mereshagag, if they jump from the top of a roof, melmal lamata, from above to lower down. The Shabbos akelem, and as they jump, they break vessels. So misham nezik shalom, so the owner has to pay the full damages like that of regel. Because it's normal for them, they consider forewarned for somebody to do something like this. And mechain, and the same thing is even in naflu bezik, even if they fall and they cause damages from their fall, why is the owner liable for nezek shalom? Shaliyasim l'resh agag, because letting them go up to the top of the roof, that's already a b'shia, that's a negligence, because the owner knows it's normal for them to jump. Now, v'avav b'shalim, even though they're falling, is beyond the control. The owner should not have entertained to think that they're going to fall. Yeah, but koshet chalasim b'shia, where if it's in the beginning was negligence, by letting them go up to the roof, because then they could jump, which that is normal. V'said b'ayinz, even if the end is something beyond the control, something you would not have entertained like falling, chayim, that's going to be a liability, because without the negligence, they would never have had the situation of falling. Look at the zayin. Now, let's say kafsu mimata l'mala. Let's say, however, they jumped from bottom up. They jumped higher up. Then misham chatzin nezik. Then the liability is only half the damages, because that's not normal. But v'hu, that is only if shenitlo hagedi v'nisrach, means to say that the specifically the goat clawed its way up the wall, which that's not the norm for a goat, and therefore it's going to be chatzin nezik like that of Karen. And v'kavetz hakelev, and the dog jumped up. Aval, but the other way around, if nisrach hakelev, the dog claws its way up, but dilik hagedi, and the goat jumps up, then beimamal mata, whether it's from top down, or from the bottom up, that is normal for those two creatures independently, and therefore it's going to be a liability of the full damages. And the chain tarnagel, shadilik, so too if a rooster jumps, where it's normal for a rooster to jump from top down or from bottom up, then bemal mata, whether from top down or bottom up, misham nezek shalom, the owner would have to pay the full damages. Halacha Yitzayin continues regarding damages that happen through one's dog. It's kelev shenotel esacharara. If a dog took a biscuit that was baked on the coals, which sometimes it has coals attached to it, v'halach le'gadish, now he took this biscuit that has these hot coals with it, v'halach le'gadish, and he goes to a pile of grain. Im nicha b'gadish, if the dog puts the biscuit down on the pile of grain, v'achal esacharara, and he eats the biscuit, v'hidlik esacharara, and now that caused the pile of grain to go up in smoke, in flames. So alacharara, for the biscuit, val makam acharara, in the place where he put the biscuit down, is misham nezek shalom. So then the owner has to pay the full damages, even for the place where the biscuit was put down, because since it's normal for it to put down the food, and it also did an action, so that's nezek shalom, that's normal. Val shahar hagadish, but for the rest of the pile of grain which went up in flames, chatzi nezek is only liable for half the damages, that's really essential, like tzareiros, which it was an indirect cause. Now, v'mhoyim agorda sacharara, but let's say the dog was dragging the coal, this cookie, this hot coal cookie, ala godish, on the pile of grain, and he was walking around with it, now that's how it all burnt up. So mishal al chara nezik shalom. So for the biscuit, there's liability of the full damages. And for the place where the coals were, is chatzi nezik, is half the damages, because it's not normal for it to drag around the coal. Val shahar godish pot, and actually for the rest of the pile of grain that went up in smoke, is going to be exempt, because that's really koyach koyachai. It's a secondary of a secondary, where the difference when it puts it down is because if he had not dragged the coal, it's possible that the pile of grain would not have been burnt. So therefore, here for the rest of the grain, is actually going to be exempt. Now, when do we say this? Only if the owner of that coal had protected his fire. And he had closed off the door. But the dog came along, and he dug in, and it took the biscuit, this coal and biscuit from the fire. So it's not his liability. But if he didn't protect his fire, then actually the owner of the fire is liable for the burning of the pile of grain, which that's the mazik of Eish. And the owner of the dog is going to be liable for the eating of the biscuit and for the place where it put it down. If someone provoked, instigated the dog of his friend to damage his friend, so he's exempt from the liability here in the courts, but he's liable for a judgment from heaven. Well, he's exempt from dini adam because he didn't do an action, but from a moral imperative, he has a liability and therefore he has to pay. It's just that the courts cannot obligate him, but because he instigated the animal. Now, Vala Kelev, the owner of the dog, is Chayev Chatzinezik. He's liable for the damages, meaning if there is three people, someone who's the instigator, the owner of the dog that was instigated, and the other person, the third person that was actually damaged. So the instigator is only liable by Din Shemayim. The owner of the dog is Chayev Chatzinezik. He's liable for half the damages, which it was his dog, which it is not normal for the dog to bite another person. But since he knows Shimshi says Kabbalah Hazik that if his dog would be instigated to bite, to damage, Neshach is going to bite, he shouldn't have allowed him. So therefore that's his liability of Chatzin Ezek of Karen. Now, Bimshiso Ba'atzmoy. But let's say he provoked himself and the dog bites the one who provokes, Balakel of Pata. So then the owner of the dog is going to be exempt. Why? Shekola Mashana, because whoever does a deviant act where the one is provoking, he's doing a deviant act because he really doesn't have permission to provoke. Now someone else, which in this case is the dog, goes and does something deviant to him. Potter, one's going to be exempt. And therefore, the guy who instigated the dog and then the dog bites him, the owner of the dog is going to be exempt. Halacha Chav concludes regarding what happens if the animal kicks an animal that's laying as it's walking. So shtei potters b'shusaram. Let's say there's two cows in the public domain. One's laying and one's walking. And then the one that's walking kicks the one that's laying. Then the owner of that cow is going to be liable for half the damages, like the derivative of Karen. Because although it's normal for an animal to walk over the animal as it's walking, which that would be regal, and one is pata for regal in Rishus Ram. But in darka levayit, but it's not normal for it to kick it, and hence it's considered as karen, which is chayim, it's chatzi nezek in Rishus Ram. So essentially in this parak, we spoke about the payments of half the damages, but there were two types. There's one because of its deviance, which is something abnormal, which is like a derivative of karen, which that's a knas. And then we had a category of tsreiris, which although it's normal and it's like that of regal, but halacha mishmar sinai says it's only going to be chatzin ezek, half the damages.